It's the first Dolphins Monday of the 2013 season, and it's time for the Joe Philbin Show, presented by Everbank. The head coach joining us in studio, as he will every Monday throughout the season, which we appreciate. Congratulations. 1-0 is obviously the best way to start the season.
Yeah, it was a team win all the way. A lot of guys contributed, and certainly it was the way we wanted to start the season.
All right, takeaways. We heard about them all summer from the defensive players, the defensive staff, from you. I imagine you'd be very pleased with the way the defense sort of managed to live up to what they've been talking about.
Yeah, we just watched one of the team meeting. You know, it was 11 guys. Obviously, Dimitri had two of them, and Nolan had a real nice one. But it was a collective effort there, and guys stepped up, and we've made it a focus for a long time, and it was good to see us get three of them.
You are not alone in the world of football coaches when you talk about takeaways and you talk about third down efficiency. And yesterday, your offense, 50% on third down, and defensively held the Browns to 1 of 14, you know, 7% on third down. I imagine also pretty pleased about the way that all went.
Yeah, I thought our quarterback did a good job on third down, kind of taking what was there. You know, we put a good plan together. He executed it well. And for the most part, we had some manageable situations. We did have a couple long yardage ones. But then defensively, again, you know, 1 out of 14 to hold the opponent to one conversion on third down speaks volumes of not only the coverage, but the pressure we were able to put on the quarterback.
Coach, when you speak about Ryan's success on third down, that's one of those check marks going into the season that you talked about in the offseason. But not only there, but at the end of the football game, when he's able to put the team in position to score. Your overall assessment of Ryan's play yesterday against the Browns?
Well, you mentioned two things, that John, just there that I think really tilted it in his favor in terms of did he play well, did he not play well. Third down, where he was able to manage it well, both from a protection standpoint. He protected the football. He threw the football well on third down. And then the fourth quarter, we thought, I believe he was 6 of 7 in the fourth quarter. And again, he managed the game well in that particular phase of the game. So I thought those two areas he played well.
It was also nice to see Ryan Tannehill mature a little bit. He was able to get the ball out of his hand and get the ball to the open wide receivers. What was your assessment of the wide receiver play?
Yeah, they played well. We had a couple drops. We got to clean that up. And you know, but I thought overall they played well. I thought we took advantage of what they gave us in regards to coverage and scheme. Cleveland's a very, very good defensive team, and they're well coached. But I thought that you know, Ryan didn't force the ball. You know, one of the things, obviously, you know from your quarterback history, is as a training a quarterback and the progressions, we thought he was disciplined in regard to his progressions, going through them and not bypassing an open guy to force the ball to somebody else just because they maybe had the opportunity for a bigger play.
Talking about the offense right now, some of the things that went well yesterday. Brandon Gibson, 7 catches, 77 yards. I think 6 of his catches went for first downs yesterday, as we kind of tie that into the conversation about third down efficiency. Is that something guys sometimes have a knack for? Is that the nature of playing inside as a wide receiver? What goes into something like that?
I think it's a little bit of both, Jesse. There's no question about it. When we studied him last year, I think his production in regard to conversions on third down was very good a year ago as well. And one of the things that he does is he has a good feel for both zone and man coverage. He has a good feel for voids in zone. And he's a kind of a quarterback-friendly player. And, you know, you can kind of count on him to be in the right space at the right time and to read the coverage the right way. And those are all things that build trust with a quarterback.
Another guy that was quarterback-friendly was your tight end yesterday, Charles Clay. He had 5 catches for 54 yards, and it seemed like that one down the seam, it was a back-shoulder throw, and he really just turned his body. He was really receptive to the quarterback. What was your assessment of Charles's play?
Yeah, I thought that was a big catch down the middle, as you just mentioned, John. You got to be able to torque your body down there, and I thought it was a good decision by Ryan. He had the matchup that he liked. You know, the linebacker actually came from the A-gap to cover him and pushed all the way out. So Charles had pretty good leverage. The linebacker did recover fairly well, and Ryan put a good ball in there. And then, you know, he had to take a tough hit after the catch and held on to the ball, so that was good to see.
We're talking to Joe Philbin today after the Dolphins' 23-10 win over the Cleveland Browns in the season opener. Not everything went well, of course. It never does in a game. And the run game just wasn't there yesterday. And in talking to you and listening to you over the course of the last year plus, usually when you're asked a question about, oh, what went wrong in blank, red zone, whatever it is, and you say it's never one thing. It's not easy to sort of pinpoint it and say, this is what didn't go well. I imagine that's kind of the case with the run game yesterday. Lots of different things that will be cleaned up moving forward.
Yeah, we have to give our opponent credit. It's a good run defense, number one. Number two, we have to do a much better job, both in the blocking phase, and we got to do a better job breaking tackles and getting yards after contact. It's as we have to do a better job on the perimeter with our receivers. So it's certainly a collective effort that we're going to need to address.
I know one guy that was accurate. That was Caleb Sturgis yesterday, Coach. He was big on the kickoffs. He was huge, you know, converting 2 of 2 for the field goals. And it's nice to roll a guy out there and have so much confidence in a young player.
Yeah. I like the way he goes about his business. I mean, he's kind of a quiet guy, doesn't say a whole lot, and just kind of, you know, does his thing. You know, he kicks it out of the end zone, comes back to the sideline. Kicks it through the uprights, comes back to the sideline. Not a lot of hoopla. There's not a lot of fancy slogans or things on his uniform hanging out or anything like that. He just kind of does his job, and he did it well yesterday.
A lot of priorities coming into the season, Coach. You have check marks when you look at the turnovers, check marks on third down, sacks on fourth quarter scoring. What are some of the priorities that you're looking for now that you have a game under your belt going from week one to week two?
Well, obviously on offense it's balance. You know, we have to have better balance as an offensive unit. That's first and foremost. I think the second thing is protection of the quarterback on offense. And then on defense, we have to do a better job against pass. We gave up 7 explosive passes. That was one thing we fought in the offseason. It was something that we studied. We had given up too many a year ago. It was a big point of emphasis. Obviously, we haven't cured that one yet. That's going to be a big point for this week.
Joe Philbin is with us as we kind of turn the page from Cleveland to Indianapolis, a second consecutive road game coming up for Miami in week two. Colts opened up the season with a 21-17 win over the Raiders yesterday afternoon at home. Saw this team last year. How similar or not are the Colts to the team you saw last season?
Well, there's a lot of similarity. They've added some new players as we have, and so there's always transition. But, you know, the core of the team is back, and it's a good football team. They play well at home. There's no question about that. And they found ways to win games last year. They were in a lot of close games a year ago, and they found ways to win them, and it's apparent that that's continued so far this year.
Facing another second-year quarterback in Andrew Luck, he's a guy that when the pocket's clean, the ball comes out on time, and when he's pressured, he has that innate ability to extend plays with his athleticism. What makes Andrew Luck so dangerous in your opinion?
Well, just what you mentioned, the ability to extend the play, and you know, he kind of has that pocket presence that's maybe hard to coach. You can't necessarily, it's hard to drill, it's hard to coach. You know, maybe that feel of the backside, he feels something coming and he has to step up and scoot out of the pocket. So that puts a premium on the discipline of the pass rush lanes. There's no question about it. We're really going to have to pay attention to that this year.
You mentioned those explosive plays against the defense, over 7 of them. You have a young guy in T.Y. Hilton that's the youth, but the experience is in Reggie Wayne. So you've got 2 guys that can really get it done for Indianapolis.
Right. Reggie Wayne still plays at an incredibly high level. I mean, we've watched some film on him already, and we saw him some in the Cleveland cut-ups because they played in the preseason. He's just, you know, not surprisingly, he's been an excellent player for a long time. And as you mentioned, they have a very good young player with Ty Hilton. And they've added some speed on the outside. It looks like they've done a good job with Darius Hayward-Bey. And so they're going to be formidable, no question.
When people talk about the Colts generally, I think they probably talk more about the offense than the defense because of all those names that we just went through. But defensively, as you start to get ready for them, what do you expect from the Colts?
Well, they're well coached, number one. I mean, Greg Minuski is their coordinator, and Coach Pagano has a great history as a defensive coach in the league. So they're very, very sound in what they do. And, you know, they base out of a 3-4, but they're very multiple, and they have a good pressure package. You know, they've added some players, and it's going to be a good challenge for our guys.
All right, a couple of fan questions for Joe Philbin before we let him get out of here and on to some more important things. Matt on Twitter wants to know what you saw from the first-round pick, Deion Jordan, in his first regular season game.
Well, I really liked the contribution he made on special teams. Let's start with that. And did a very, very good job there. He also played well on defense and contributed there. Kevin and the staff did an excellent job utilizing him. I thought we involved him in the rush, but we also involved him in the coverage some. And I thought for his first time out, he did a nice job.
Very nice. All right, our buddy Kevin Nogle wants to know, for you, after a game, road game, you get on the airplane, do you decompress at all? Do you relax? Is it right to film? What do you do when you get on the plane coming back?
Yeah, a little bit of everything. I mean, you know, I'd like to, you know, visit with the staff briefly and go back in the air in the back of the plane and visit with the guys a little bit, the players. And then, you know, the world of video these days is so complex. The stuff's ready for you right away. And so we watch tape. We do a little bit of everything and find a way to get some food in there.
That's right.
You got to eat. You got to eat. It's the Joe Philbin Show presented by Everbank. Coach, appreciate it as always. Congratulations on the win and good luck this coming Sunday in Indy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. That is Joe Philbin, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins. When we come back, the new president and CEO of the Miami Dolphins will join us. You're listening to the Finsiders and you're watching us on Fox Sports Florida.